All right, Ingrid, welcome to the show.
Hi, Craig. Thanks for having me, and hello to your listeners.
So let's get right into it. Tell us a little bit to start us off. How did you become a business owner? What was your journey like?
Well, I sort of became a business by accident. I'd had a very strong corporate career. I was an accountant. I moved into training and development. And then there was a time when it was one of those big global crises and people were turfed out of corporations. So I started doing accounting for a small business and I loved it. And I've been 15 years working with small businesses. And my business has kind of grown a bit by Topsy. And I've done a few things over that 15 years. But yeah, so I kind of started a business by accident, which is what I think a lot of people do.
Yeah, definitely. So real quick, what do you do? What does your business offer?
Okay, so today it's a training and education business with some coaching and mentoring specifically for people thinking about how to create, start and grow their own business. So I've spent so many years doing remedial work both in corporates and in small businesses and sort of fixing things, repairing things, and it's time to give people the business and financial literacy skills to make the right decisions when getting started and make solid foundations. So, you know, we do online, we do face-to-face, and we use all the technologies to bring our material to the world.
Awesome. There's definitely a need for that service. So tell us about the first website that you launched or the first WordPress website you launched.
Well, my first WordPress website came about because I had a very put together template on my server provided by the people who had my domain registered. And one day somebody said to me, Ingrid, I'm just going to jump over and have a look at your website. And my heart sank and I thought, please don't. And in that moment, I decided that I needed to have a better website. So I had met some I live in Sydney, and I had met some local designers, website people at one of our local business chambers. And it was 5:20 on a Friday afternoon. And I rang him and I said, can you make me a new website?
So when was this?
This was 3.5 years ago.
So you had something other than WordPress. I guess I might have maybe should phrase the question differently. Was that your first website or was that your first WordPress website?
So that was my first WordPress website. Prior to that, I had this template that was on where I had bought the domain,
okay,
which is a large provider, and they provided a template to go with the domain, which I paid an extra.
One of those like website builder type deals?
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. And it was, look, I cobbled it together myself with some photos that I'd taken and some words. And it served its purpose. But then one day this particular person said they were going to go look at my website. And I just thought, please don't. And I thought, you cannot feel like that about your website in business.
Yep. So once you did that and you felt you needed to up your game, what steps did you take to, you switched to WordPress, correct? Did you do it yourself then?
No, I went to the website developer, and we had numerous meetings. We talked about what I wanted to achieve with the meeting, and they were WordPress people. So I just by default went to WordPress. I didn't make a conscious decision.
Okay.
I chose the people, and they were WordPress people.
Okay. All right. And how many websites or how many WordPress sites since then have you built, or how many iterations of that site you build?
It's still the one I'm using. It's kind of getting toward the end of its life. It's not. It's still very clean and very beautiful, but it's starting now not to function the way it needs to in 2017 and going forward into the 2020s. So we're just about starting to think about what do we do now.
Mm. Okay. And today I know that you have a second site, but it's part of your same site, the membership site.
I have the main site, and then there's a membership site where people log in to access all the online material. And there's a couple of different things that they can access online there.
Okay. And what would you say the main jobs of your websites are? I think we know what the job of a membership site is, to give content to members. But your main site, what do you think the main job of that website is?
I believe a couple of things. I think it's to give me credibility. So if somebody hears me on a podcast or somebody meets me or comes across my material, they can go there and go, Ingrid Thompson is somebody, she runs a business, there's a product, there's, you know, so that's about credibility. Then secondly, it provides materials. I provide a lot of material for free. I have a blog, I have a podcast, which every single podcast is transcribed. So that's all on the main site. So I want to have my website as something that provides really great material for free, and then I also want it to sell things. So I have a number of tools, I have the book, I have online program, and so the website facilitates the sales of that. And there's also landing pages and lead magnets that people can start to sign up for just to get a taste of what we do.
Okay.
So those would be the four things that it needs to do.
Great. Now, I'm pretty experienced with this, and I think you have become too, but with WordPress, it's not just simply a pay for it and get everything taken care of type of service. It's not like that at all. It's open source. You kind of have to either pay somebody to handle it all yourself, or you have to learn how to manage a WordPress site, which there are a lot of moving parts. You've got plugins, you've got backups, you've got software updates. Tell us about the challenges you faced with WordPress when it comes to updates and maintenance and plugins and all that kind of stuff, and how you've overcame those challenges.
Okay, so it has been a series of events. So I was very fortunate at one point to come across a group that I paid a monthly fee to, and I was allowed to send them requests, and they would either update plugins or they would back up the website and then do whatever work needed done. So if I needed to change the way a particular thing looked, or if I needed a new template created, they were able to do that. So for a monthly fee, they were WordPress experts. And so here's the big challenge then, was that at some point they sold their business to somebody else, and the new model that the people, their business was sold to, was a completely different model, and I wasn't able to transfer across. It was significantly more expensive. It was much more restricted in what they were going to offer. So I searched then for somebody else. And what happened was, we discovered that because I have now had probably four or five different people in what's called the back end of the website, that it's now so cobbled together that this particular person said that they couldn't work with it, that it is now actually such a mess that so that's another reason that it might be time to start thinking about a new website, because right now I'm paying separately to have it backed up every day. The plugins are not being updated. So at some point the whole website will come undone. I probably shouldn't say that on a podcast, should I? Yeah, but I'm feeling vulnerable right now. Okay. And I mean, yeah, it will need to be done, and I'm starting to put out, starting to figure out what to do about that.
Sure. Okay. Well, so as a business owner working with WordPress, what are some lessons that you've learned and when it comes to being a business owner and running WordPress?
Well, I always believed that it was important, and because I've heard stories from different people, I've always heard that it was important to have your server somewhere separate to the people who actually develop your website, that it's good to have that sort of difference. My experience in the last 3 or 4 months is I have moved the website from an old server to a new server with the same people, and it hasn't gone as smoothly as it might have gone. Now, if I was in the hands of a bespoke professional, they may have been able to do that website transition a little more smoothly. I had weeks where I had no website at all, because as they moved it across, something happened. And so I had a number of weeks without a website. And for a business, that's not really, particularly an online business, that's not really serviceable. I think my lesson about having those people providing me the regular service is that while it was terrific having that 24-hour turnaround for anything that I wanted done, every time somebody went into the site, it was a different person. They bring their own personality to the site. And now I have this back end that is cobbled together and is a bit of a mess, according to those that know. So I think maybe my next website will actually be built by somebody who will take care of everything. They will be the server, they will be the designer, and they will be my maintenance. Now, I need to make sure I choose the right person for that, because that's a huge commitment to have all your eggs in one basket. I'd always sort of felt that having it spread across different people gave me some protection, but I can think now maybe it's better to have, in 2017, to have somebody you trust taking care of the whole website.
Those are great lessons. And you only learn those through experience, obviously, right?
Yeah. Yeah. And okay. At this moment, I'm not in any danger. The website's working. It maybe isn't working as well as I would like it to, but it's beautiful. I feel proud of it. It's got terrific content. It's just time, like lots of things. It's just time to be updated. It's a bit like a car, you know, when it's kind of done its time, you have to get the new version or the new model.
That's exactly right. So, when it comes to WordPress updates, maintenance, running a WordPress site in general, what costs or investments do you see as critical, and which do you see as kind of nice to have?
I think the server that it's on, it needs to be backing up as regularly as it can, so that you always, if something happens, that you actually have a version to go back to that's the most recent version. You know, a bit like when you're working in a Word document or you're doing an Excel spreadsheet, you want to be saving it on a regular basis so that if something happens, you've got it. So I think number one is to have backups. And we all talk about backups, but I think we actually need to make sure they happen. Secondly is having reliable people to work on updating those plugins, because most websites, WordPress and other websites, I'm sure, there's everything, as you said at the beginning, comes together with a series of plugins. And to be honest, I don't really understand what that means, but they're like little bits of extra code that do the jobs that have to be done. And so if your website is WordPress with 25 little plugins, those plugins are constantly being updated by their people, and so they have to be updated on your website to make sure that they work and that they talk to each other, because that's the other thing, is that each of those plugins needs to work with each of the other plugins on your website. So someone who knows what they're doing to do those updates. So that's super critical. And that, yeah. So I think those would be the absolutely critical to haves. Nice to have. Well, I actually think, no, I don't know what nice to have is, to be honest. I think everything is important. And the other thing for me, and this would not be every business owner, but I like to be able to do my own stuff. I like to put on a blog. I like to add a product. I like to be able to put in a coupon to do a discount. I need to be able to do the changes in my own website. If I look at it and I think I want to change those words, I don't want to ring someone and have to wait or send them an email and wait. I want to be able to jump in there and just make those little changes.
Yeah. Now, did you have to self-teach yourself about WordPress to learn?
Totally.
Would you say that's achievable for most business owners, or should they learn? Yeah. Should they learn the ins and outs of WordPress a little bit?
I believe that they need to understand what's going on, or have somebody very reliable in their inner circle of business to do that for them. So my VA also does my blog. She loads up blogs for me, and we decide that they're okay to go, and she publishes them, or we leave them in draft and then I publish them at the dates that we want, or we preset them. I believe that people need to understand a little bit about what goes on behind the scenes, or the back end, however you like to talk about that.
Yeah. So you mentioned working with people you trust. One question that I would have, and I'm sure other business owners are wondering, how do you find those people that you trust to work on your website?
Yeah. But so how do you find people you trust to do anything, really?
Yeah.
So,
or what has worked for you with finding these people?
So what's worked with me is recommendations. So where have they come from? I'm not sure that just doing Google searches is the best way. So if I look at my original person, I met him through the business chamber. He did an audit of my website and sent me a report. I'd met him a few times at the business chamber, and he seemed like a nice person. He was two streets away. I could literally see his house out my window. So I was able to go and sit with those guys. But now the technology, like Skype and Zoom, allows a lot of, you know, really undoes that now. What else have they done? You know, what other products, what other projects, what does that look like? And is their name still at the bottom of the website? So, you know, if I look at the work that the person has done, and is their name still the one that says that they're the one that actually made the website? Mm-hmm. And I would talk to other people who've used the person and, you know, or if you're involved in some kind of business chamber or mastermind group, there's often people in your circle who have, who do what you're needing. So, you know, who else around you has got a website that works really well? What was their experience of working with that web developer? That sort of thing. So, yeah.
That's great advice.
You absolutely have to do your homework.
Yeah. Great. And do you have something else you want to say?
I would just, the other thing, and I'm not sure if this is part of your next question, but you have to know what you want the website to do. Mm. You cannot expect the website person to be that person. Like in 2017, we've all used websites. We know what we like. We know what we don't like. It's super important for the business person to be really clear about what that website has to do.
That's great. Yeah. Well, along those lines, what advice would you have for other business owners, maybe that are just getting started with WordPress, or maybe they have been using WordPress. I don't know. What advice do you have for people getting started or looking to relaunch a website?
Well, that question's
probably not very good, was it?
Well, it is good, and it's not a loaded question, but I would honestly say they get in touch with you. I have worked with you. You did my membership site. I've seen the other websites that they've done. I think if it's at all possible to work with you, I would highly recommend you as someone who knows what you're doing, who can listen to what people need. And I know that wasn't a loaded question. And
well,
you know,
I
have a high level of trust for you and your work. But not just you, you know, like search around your neighborhood and your networks and see who's done great stuff. But I think if you're looking for a website, be involved in every part of the process. You cannot just set and forget. And I think, you know, because John Lee Dumas, I was on his podcast, episode number 1788, if I can
nice.
Have a shameless
sure.
plug. And he asked me about my worst thing that happened in business, and it was around my website. There was a whole thing around the commercial of that, and my big lesson is that I handed a bit too much of it over and wasn't enough involved. And so my other advice is stay really involved, know what you want, stay involved, and choose somebody that you can work with and you can trust.
That's awesome advice. Okay, great. Thank you, and thank you for the plug for me too.
It's absolutely genuine, Craig. Like, you have been nothing but fantastic to work with.
Thank you very much. And you mentioned that you had your first person that you worked with is down the street, and you and I are across the world from each other.
You and I could not be further away from each other.
No. All right. So last but not least, tell us about your latest product or service and also where we can learn more.
Okay. So my latest product is a book, and I have written this book. It's taken a little while to get it going. It's called So You Want to Start a Business. And if you want to read an excerpt of the book, it's going to be available very soon, maybe even next month, which will be November. We're talking in October. It'll be available in the US. It's being published by a New York publisher. It's called So You Want to Start a Business. And if you go to soyouwanttostartabusiness.com.au, you can register your name and email, and we'll send you a copy. And then we'll keep you up to date with when the book's actually going to be available. I've also got an online program and, you know, tons of other stuff over on my website, which is called healthynumbers.com.au. But I'm super excited about the book. So it's been a long journey. And, it's a business basics. It's absolutely the 7 steps to help people create, start, and grow their own business.
That's awesome. That sounds like a really great book. So hopefully everybody that's interested can check that out. And Ingrid, thank you so much for being on the show today.
My pleasure. Thanks to the listeners.